Maybe not questions. I think I want to make comments to Ms. Huang. Yes. When you look at the water policy, the first to know understood the food policy in China, and in the next decades, Chinese government will maintain cereal self-sufficiency at least 95. For maize, I think is 98. For winter wheat, it's 93. For rice, it's 100%. So that's the national strategies. So it's difficult to say that we can reduce wheat production because it use a lot of water. The second, when you look at the pricing water, and you must consider about the cereal pricing system. Because I mentioned this morning that our cereal price is still remain to very low levels. And third comments, I think that Michael already mentioned in lunch sessions that about water quality in agriculture. It could be the biggest challenge in the next decade. Thank you.
More questions? Oh, sorry.
For the self-sufficiency of this 95%, we're not saying that China's government is going to take action to reduce wheat production. We're saying that there is a regional crisis in China, and water availability for agriculture is declining. And there's not so far there have not been water policies that's very being successful in resolving this water scarcity problem. So in the face of increasing water scarcity, rising water prices, farmers are going to respond by reducing wheat production, switch to high-value crops. So that's we are mostly talking about the reaction to the water resource situation. So maybe the government is going to come up with more policies to try to stick to the 95%. As far as I can see, water resource is going to be one of the limiting factors. And we already see that since 2003, China already increased the imports of wheat. So that's just a natural trend for me.